Hey there, I'm Amanda Boleyn, and I am obsessed with all things time management, decluttering, organizing, and systems. I help moms simplify their business and household by creating rhythm and routines so that they can have more time and mental freedom. If you're a mom who is navigating both running your business and household, I can help. Let's dive in.
Hello, my beautiful friend. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today, I am going to dive into this concept. It's not even a concept, really. It's real life of what to do when you feel as if you're all over the place. And as a mom and as a business owner, I know that you feel this. And even if you're not a business owner, maybe you're a mom, you're tuning in. It's like it can go in waves. So I want to unpack and dive into what to do when you feel all over the place and what has helped me and works for me in this situation. And also things that I've learned over the years that have just been really powerful and helpful with that. So one of the things is I just got back from a girls' trip in Las Vegas this past weekend. And before that, last week I was in Dallas. And in between Dallas and Vegas, I got hit with a cold, but it was all nasal congestion, like no fever, no post-nasal drip, nothing. However, it was preventing me from sleeping. So I was getting 3 to 4 hours of sleep a night. I was trying to rest. I still had work deliverables. I still needed to make sure that the house was running and that my daughter was getting things that she needed. Then while I was leaving, my husband was having his mother-in-law and a really good friend of ours come visit while I was away. And so that coupled all of it being back in. Now it's Monday recording this, which girls weekends are the best. And I don't know why I don't plan more of them. This one was super special. We went to see Kygo. He is a Tropical House EDM DJ. And my two friends and I, we saw him in Vegas 4 years ago. None of us had children at the time. And it was a nightclub experience. And he did not come on until 2 a.m. So fast forward this time, he was playing at a day DJ set at 2 p.m. And we're like, yes, that is more doable. And so anyway, it was a blast. Left on Friday, arrived, we did a spa, early dinner, went to bed, went for a long walk in the morning, had brunch, went to the event, came home, ate, went to sleep, and then I flew back. The thing that was most tiring about that whole trip was just the travel time from East Coast to Las Vegas. I think not including the time zone change, it was a 10-hour feat each way. And I love like EDM tropical house music. That's like a fun fact about me. And just let the music take over. You don't need anything else. You just get the dance. It's beautiful. It was amazing. It was awesome. So grateful for it. How this matters to today's podcast episode is that I have done this enough where I just know. I know that when that Monday or that re-entry into life, there's going to be some blues. There might be some like resistance. There might be some tiredness. And again, actually what was different about this time, I didn't have as much blues or tiredness because I made sure to take really good care of myself while I was traveling, especially because I was sick. So I didn't consume a lot of alcohol. We didn't stay up late. We just really invested the time that we were with us as girlfriends. But that being said, there was still like, I was coming home to a house that was a little bit unsettled. There were things everywhere. I knew that the bedding would need to be changed. We didn't have any food in the refrigerator. I had calls on Monday, like right into it. I mean, I know you know what I am talking about. And so I've done this enough where I'm like, okay, here it comes. I just know it's coming. So part of when you feel scattered sometimes, or when you feel all over the place, usually what I want you to look for is like this reoccurring pattern and behavior that comes with it. One of the things that I know that comes with me of all the things that I shared earlier is this knee-jerk reaction where I'm like, I gotta start cutting things. I can't do this. I guess I know this. And it almost becomes this reactive response. And I'm doing it from a place of like wanting to feel better in the moment, thinking that changing my external circumstances will help that. And eventually, yes, they absolutely will. And I'm gonna talk about that. But in the moment, it's learning to kind of experience and feel this chaos that's going on. And also knowing, okay, this is normal. I know what this is. I've been here before. Let's unpack it. Like, what is happening here? And slowing it down versus just hurrying up and trying to get out of it. I mean, again, who doesn't want to feel good? But I'm just saying that, I'm offering that because sometimes in those moments, we feel like things have gone wrong. And it's really easy to go to this place of feeling and thinking that we are stressed out and we are all over the place, which thinking you are all over the place and you are scattered is a thought. It is not a circumstance. And so really separating out the thought from the circumstance. But why this happens of feeling scattered or feeling all over the place is probably a sign, though, that mental load is maxed out. It's possible that there's no clear anchor or point, especially today on Monday. It's like I had my schedule listed out, but I could see my house and I knew what I needed to get done. And I just found myself kind of wanting to be pulled in multiple directions with no clear anchor point to help. And too many inputs, along with notifications, requests, going on social media, could be emotional dysregulation or low bandwidth. So maybe not enough food, not enough rest, not enough support. So I'm not saying that all of these things necessarily happened to me today, but those things happen when I feel like I am quote unquote all over the place. And I look and it's usually one or two of those things. So what I want to offer you is to, again, take a step back, take a moment, and before you do anything, just stop and breathe and regulate yourself before taking action from this dysregulated place. And what you can do after that is, what I like to do is just brain dump everything and get it out of my head. So you can use a piece of paper, you can open up your phone, you can do it on your computer. You just need to release the pressure. And it's like clearing the clutter off of a counter so you can see again. And then identify what are the 1 to 3 priorities. And you can do this by asking what truly matters today. Pick the needle movers for home, work, and self. Sometimes in the moment, it can feel good to do laundry because it's giving you something to like execute. But is it a priority? Now, some might argue and say, yes, it is, because I can't think clear if I'm in a messy household. I totally get that. I see you. Again, neither right or wrong. It's just showing you different levers that you can pull. So get clear on what truly matters and then give your chunk of time a name. Like, it could be email hour, it could be client call, it could be cleanup, block it off, batch it, remove distractions, put on music, and then keep going. It's not about catching up on everything. That's okay. It's about making sure that you are staying consistent and getting done what you need to get done and want to get done. After that's all said and done, it's looking at, okay, how did I get here? When I talked about the circumstances, because again, things will always pop up and it's about learning to manage our mind, but there's also circumstances that I believe that we can change, modify, or put constraints in place to not find or not put ourselves in that position so that you don't stay in chaos. Do we need to revisit rules around input? Are you listening to too many podcasts? Are you saying yes to too many things? Are you trying to do too many things? So when I think about just going up and using my example that I started the podcast out with today, it just so happened that I didn't travel all of September, and when my traveling in October ended up to land in the same exact week, and then I got sick, which is no fun. No one wants that. But it also, I know that I naturally would have been in a state of like, oh my gosh, I need a clean house today as I'm going through this. And I still will, because even before that, I'm starting to feel like things are getting a little full again. And I'm doing a lot of context switching. I'm just in and out of request. And so even for me in this moment, it's really looking at, okay, how am I scheduling my calendar with client calls, even if they're internal or external? How am I scheduling my calendar with personal things that need to get done? And is that system working the way that I currently have it set up? Am I using all of my outsourcing resources and tools? Do I need to go pick up groceries, or can I just pay the extra money to have it delivered? Do I want to budget for that? Do we want to bring in our cleaning lady 2 times this month because we had guests in the house and it is worth it to us to invest in it? So starting to look at those levers. Where can I cut additional input? Okay, let me remove the podcast that I don't listen to on a weekly basis so that I don't even have to see it. Let me go ahead and unroll from all these emails that I don't need to be a part of. Where can I simplify my routine? Oh, what's my phone habit look like? Am I on my phone before bed? Maybe some nights. Okay, how can I cut that out? Because when I'm not on my phone, I go to bed early, I wake up earlier, I am restored. So it really helps me get into this. I'm taking this audit of all the things to really reset and come back at equilibrium and to make sure that I am regulated and making decisions from a grounded place. I was even saying to my husband a couple of weeks ago, I'm like, you know, it was really great and like slow and spacious when we got back to Charleston, but then I think life kind of picked up. And so now it's okay, let's take a moment and really decide and assess if these are all the things that we want to do. And if not, great, let's cut it out. One of the things that I do love for the most part is that Fridays we've kind of really protected to be family nights. And it's a really great way to just ease into the weekend and have an evening to ourselves as our nucleus of a family and holding space for that. So that's something that has been really nice. And so when you feel all over the place, I want you to take a moment of pause and kind of notice what's happening and identify like, okay, is this something that tends to happen when you get in this place? Like I know when I get back from traveling and that the house is a mess and I feel like I'm kind of re-entering, like I go a little stir crazy and my default reaction is like, I need to cut this out and cut this out. Instead, today I was like, oh yeah, I got it. Like, of course, I knew this was going to happen. Like I just know it now, right? And give yourself that space to do a brain dump, to get clear on the priority if that's not already clear, to allow yourself to stay focused, to put on do not disturb so that you can get things done the way that you need to. And then the most important piece is that after any, the emotion of maybe like frazzled or scattered or dysregulation simmers down, assess if there's anything that needs to be changed about that situation. So in this particular moment about Vegas and Dallas and being sick, I would say not really. I was already feeling a little bit of the pressure beforehand of needing to do a reset and an audit as well. That is what I have for you this week, my friend. I think this is such an important routine and mindset to keep in place, especially going into the holiday season, because we just had our live planning call today and I wanted to add all of these things to our calendar and I was like, nope, not doing it. But if I was making decisions in the moment, I probably would have said yes. And being out of the moment is so helpful for your prefrontal cortex to make those decisions and keep yourself out of overwhelm and feeling scattered as well. So I will talk to you soon. Come say hi on Instagram at Simplify with Amanda B. And I hope you have a great week.
If you enjoyed this podcast episode, I encourage you to head on over to simplifywithamandab.com and dive into the other resources and podcast episodes that I have waiting for you. And if you really love this episode, I would be so grateful for you to leave a review right in iTunes, letting me know what you enjoyed the most about today's episode.